Extract from the Jungle Books by Rudyard Kipling, read by David Roberts, volunteer steward at the courtyard. Shere Khan needed no more trampling. He was dead, and the kites were coming for him already. "Brothers, that was a dog's death," said Mowgli, feeling for the knife he always carried in a sheath around his neck, now that he lived with men. "But he would never have shown fight. Wallah! His hide will look well on the council rock. We must get to work swiftly." A boy trained amongst men would never have dreamed of skinning a 10-foot tiger alone. But Mowgli knew better than anyone else how an animal's skin is fitted on and how it can be taken off. But it was hard work, and Mowgli slashed and tore and grunted for an hour whilst the wolves lolled out their tongues or came forward and tugged as he had ordered them. Presently, a hand fell on his shoulder, and looking up he saw Buldeo with the tower musket. The children had told the village about the buffalo stampede, and Buldeo went out angrily, only too anxious to correct Mowgli for not taking better care of the herd. The wolves dropped out of sight as soon as they saw the man coming. "What is this folly?" said Buldeo angrily. "To think that thou canst skin a tiger? Where did the buffaloes kill him? It is the lame tiger too, and there is 100 rupees on his head. Well, well, we will overlook thy letting the herd run off, and perhaps I will give thee 1 of the rupees for the reward when I've taken the skin to Kaniwara." He fumbled in his waistcloth for flint and steel and stooped down to singe Shere Khan's whiskers. Most native hunters always singe a tiger's whiskers to prevent his ghost from haunting them. Said Mowgli, half to himself, as he ripped back the skin of a forepaw. "So thou wilt take the hide to Kaniwara for the reward, and perhaps give me 1 rupee. Now it is in my mind that I need the skin for my own use. Hey, old man, take away that fire." "What talk is this to the chief hunter of the village? Thy luck and the stupidity of thy buffalo have helped thee to this kill. The tiger has just fed, or he would have gone 20 miles by this time. Thou canst not even skin him properly, little beggar brat. And forsooth, I, Buldeo, must be told not to singe his whiskers. Mowgli, I will not give thee 1 anna of the reward, but only a very big beating. Leave the carcass." "By the bull that bought me," said Mowgli, who was trying to get at the shoulder, "must I stay babbling to an old ape all noon? Here, Akela, this man plagues me." Buldeo, who was still stooping over Shere Khan's head, found himself sprawling on the grass with a grey wolf standing over him, while Mowgli went on skinning as though he were alone in all India.